For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Usually the Shabbos that Hanukkah falls out in. And this year, it's what we call Zois Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah. Last day of Chanukah is called Zois Chanukah. Probably the literal understanding of it is because the laming of the last day of Chanukah is Zois Chanukah HaMizbeach. We read about the Chanukah of the Mishkan, which was really completed on Chof Hei Kislev, as Chazal tell us. But the Chanukah, they waited until Nisan, and Hashem promised Kislev that it will be zeichet to a different Chanukah later on, and that was the Chanukah in the time of the Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Sheni never had a Chanukah at the beginning, because they were still under Persian rule, and then later the Greeks took over. So when the Greeks were defeated on Chanukah, they also celebrated the Chanukah of the Bayis Sheni, although the Bayis Sheni had already been built over 200 years before. And thus the name Chanukah, which means dedication, inauguration, because during that time they were dedicating the Bayis Sheni, especially after the Chashmonaim went in and were metahir, the Beis Hamikdash, from all the vandalism and all the desecration of the Yevanim. That's one reason why we call it Zois Chanukah, Zois Chanukah HaMizbeach. Another reason is because on the eighth day of Chanukah, this is Chanukah, because here we see all the eight candles lit, we see all the eight Neiros, which reminds us of the Nais is complete, that the oil lasted 8 days, it's an 8 day Yom Tov connected to the number 8, so therefore on the 8th day we refer to it as Zois Chanukah. This year Zois Chanukah is Shabbos, because the first day was Shabbos, so we're zeichet to have two Shabbosos of Chanukah, and because of that, we read two Haftiras. The first one that we just read is Pesach Shabbos, Rani V'Simchi, and the second one, Vaya'as Chiroim, the Haftarah of the second Shabbos of Chanukah, when we have two, is about Chiroim, who the Pasuk tells us he made for Shlomo HaMelech the Kiyoyros and the Yoyim and the Mizrakos. He made certain water basins and shovels and pots. And the Pasuk says Chiroim finished doing all the Malacha for Shlomo HaMelech, and the Navi stresses that what he made out of copper. Mechoshes Memoirot. And afterwards again, mishkal what is this obsession, if we may use the word, with nechoshes over here? Chiram was an enikel of Naphtali and Dan. The pasuk says that Chiram was a ben almona who was from Dan. His mother was from Dan, and his father was from Naphtali. The two lowest Shvatim. Just as the Mishkan was built by Bezalel from Yehuda, from the greatest of the Shvatim, and Ahaliyah from the lowest of the Shvatim, Mishav Adon, Min HaYerudin Sheva Shvatim, because Hashem wanted the Achdus of Klal Yisrael in the making of the Mishkan, the greatest and the lowest, unity between the two. The same was with the Beis HaMikdash was built by Shlomo HaMelech from Yehuda. According to the Zohar, Shlomo was a Gilgal of Bezalel, and Chiram, who's in this week's Haftarah, when we have a second Shabbos Chanukah, who was from Dan as well, from his mother's side, also to show this Achdus between Yehuda and Dan, the highest and the lowest of the Shvatim together, build the Beis HaMikdash, which is in the portion of land of Binyamin. Binyamin, who was the last of all the Shvatim, Binyamin is the one who never ever spoke bad about any of the brothers. He knew that the brothers sold Yosef HaTzadik, and one of the reasons that he was Zeichet at the Beis HaMikdash is built in his portion of land is because he never told his father what happened. Binyamin is Kislev. Kislev is Keneged Binyamin, and Binyamin is the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is built in the portion of land of Binyamin. And at the end of this week's Parsha Miketz, which this is always the Shabbos that we have Chanukah, and that's why the Shalach HaKadosh and all the Sfarim find many Ramazim to Chanukah and Parshas Miketz, because Chanukah always falls out in Parshas Miketz. At the end of the Parsha, we read the very strange story, it seems to be strange, where Yosef is busy putting his Gaviyah, the Gaviyah HaKesef, into the sack of Binyamin. And bringing the story to a major step here, because at the end of the parasha, of course, if one doesn't read the rest of the story, or at least for the Shvatim, this was an extremely very, very serious moment here, because if Binyamin is going to be taken into captivity, they all knew that their father won't be able to handle it, and this is where Yehuda decides that he has to do something about it. He has to take control, and then you have Ayigash El of Yehuda, and of course this leads to Yosef revealing himself to the brothers. Why is it that the revelation of Yosef to the brothers, which is actually a Poel Demyoni of the time in the future when Hashem is going to reveal himself to us, when Mashiach is going to come, Vayigash El of Yehuda, Yehuda takes over the Melucha, that's why next week's Haftarah of Vayigash is about the unity of Ephraim and Yehuda and the coming of Mashiach, the Melech Mibeis David. What causes it, though, is this story with the Gaviyah. The Gaviyah, which is placed on the Amtachas of Binyamin, leads to Yehuda being Moisei Nefesh for Binyamin, and then Yosef revealing himself. At the end of the parasha, we read that Yosef says concerning this Gaviyah, he says, "Halo yedatem ki nachesh yenachesh ish asher kamoini." Don't you know that a man as myself, I am very into the sorcery or witchcraft, because the Gaviyah, they looked at the Gaviyah as some sort of crystal ball. He looks at it and he seems to know all the secrets, all the mystical secrets. He knows exactly who they are. He knows their age, because they don't know he's Yosef. So he's making believe. He's looking at the Gaviyah, and in the Gaviyah he sees everything. He sees the future. He sees everything that's going to happen. Was this just a joke? I mean, was this just something just to trick them? Why would Yosef say something about himself, which is an aveira? A yid is not allowed to be a menachesh. The pasuk says in Parashat Shoftim, "Lo yihye b'cha ma'avir b'nayu b'itay ba'esh kaisen kesamim u'ma'oinein u'menachesh u'machashev." We're not allowed to perform nichush. We're not allowed to go to a menachesh, and one is not allowed to be a menachesh. And Yosef says about himself, "Ki nachesh yenachesh ish asher kamayim."
Is such a thing to menachesh?
Of course there's such a thing.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft. Magic.
So you can do that.
What?
So you can perform such a
thing. You could do such a thing. But you're not allowed to do it. Lo yihye b'cha. There shall not be among you such a person. So Yosef is actually saying about himself that he's a Baal Aveir. Even though the way you learn these psukim, he's just fooling them. He's not really a menachesh. This whole thing is a joke. But how do you say about yourself that you're doing an Aveir?
That's before the Torah.
So what? They kept it a Torah before the Torah was given. They definitely kept it, especially that Nichush, Kishuf, is Sheker. Kishuf is from the Koiches HaTumah. Would Yosef be involved in Nichush? And we know this was not Nichush. That's not what it really was. So why would he say about himself that he did something which is probably even Asur to a Ben Noach? It's questionable. It might even be Asur to a Ben Noach. And certainly the Ovis and the Shvatim, we know Yosef kept Shabbos. Why would he even give an idea in their minds that he's a Menachesh? You would think that he wouldn't say such a thing. When Menashe says it over, when Yosef tells Menashe to put the Gaviyah into the Amtachas Binyamin, and then Menashe says later, the Hu Nachesh, Yenachesh, boy, so you could say, even that requires an explanation, but he's not talking about himself. Yosef is saying about himself that he's a Menachesh. We find that Lavan was Isaac in Nichush, in Parashas Vayetze, Nichashti. Nichashti Vayvarcheni Hashem Beglalecha. He said, did nichush menachesh hayisi nisisi benichush shali shagadcha basali bracha. Do we ever find that Yaakov did nichush? Of course not. There's even a Gemara about Eliezer with the whole ma'aseh with Rivka. Was that considered nichush? But nichush is certainly something which is also for a yid to do. You're right. It was before Matan Torah, but it still requires an explanation. Why would Yosef say about himself that he was a menachesh when he was not? Clearly, he was not, and even to insinuate such a thing. That's how the parasha ends, and as a result of the story with the Gaviyah, Yehuda says, it's not true, I'll be an Eved instead, and Yosef says, Chalila limi'asai zayis, the one who the Gaviyah was found in his possession, he'll be the slave. You could all go home in peace. That's how the parasha ends. The parasha begins, Vayimi keitz shmasayim yomim, ufarei chaylem, v'hinei oimed alaya or. The Medrash says, keitz som lachoshech, that this is the parasha of keitz Sam Lachayshach. It's a pasuk in Iyov. The end of the darkness has arrived. Literally, Yosef has been incarcerated now for 12 years. He hasn't seen the light of day for 12 years. He's been living in total darkness. Basically, he must have given up. Even after the story with the Sar HaMashkim, he's still not remembered. And then, unexpectedly, Yosef is rushed out of the dungeon, as it says, Vayiritzuhu min habor. Not that they pulled him out of the bar, but Vayiritzuhu min habor. They rushed him out. Whereas some explain, Vayiritzuhu from Lashon Roitza, Roitza Hashem as Yereyev. Hashem accepted Yosef now. Yosef is now accepted. He found favor in the eyes of Hashem now, so Hashem pulls him out. Hashem orders that he be taken out of the dungeon, and he's rushed out of the dungeon in a matter of seconds, as Yeshua's Hashem keherev ayin. Unexpectedly, suddenly, the latch of the dungeon opens up, and he sees the light of day, and he's rushed out of the darkness. So this is the end of his darkness. And the Medrash goes on to talk about the concept of Kate's Som LaChoshech, the Yetzirah is compared to Choshech. And of course, the time now is Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yontif that we celebrate the victory over the Greeks. And the Yevonim are compared to Choshech. At the beginning of Chumash, we read, Choshech is Yavon. Shehichshichu einehen shal Yisrael b'gezeir oiseihem. They darken the eyes of Klal Yisrael. And Chazal purposely used the word Choshech to describe Yavon. Because Yavon, if anything, the Yavonim seem to be the enlightened ones. One would have thought, perhaps, mistakenly, that the Yavonim, if anything, their culture is more closer to light than perhaps the Babylonian or the Persian culture, which was just into pursuit of gashmius and physical pleasures. That's Choshech. Now, Chazal picked Yavon as Choshech. And the Yom Tov of Chanukah is the victory of light over darkness. True light, true wisdom, which Shem and Zayas, we know, Chochmah is compared to Shem and Zayas. In fact, the Gemara says about the Isha Tekoya, the woman from Tekoya, in the story of David HaMelech, she came from the city where they got the oil from, so she was an Isha Chachomah. So we know that Shem and Zayas is a remes to Chochmah. The Gemara says if a person sees Shem and Zayas in his dream, he should look forward to Chochmah. Shem and Zayas is Chochmah. And Torah, which is compared to various liquids, the highest form of Torah, the secrets of the Torah, is compared to Shemen Dafka. Shemen doesn't mix with other liquids. Shemen rises to the top. True light. And this is the victory of true light over what's just light on the outside, but really what it is choshech. It's rotten to the core. It's really darkness. It's just external beauty. Yavon, who is a descendant of Yefes, Yefes from the word Yofi, as we see in the dream here that Paray has. Paray has a dream that the seven skinny, ugly-looking cows consume the seven beautiful fat cows, which is a remez to the Chanukah miracle, which was Rabin Biyad Ma'atim, Giborim Biyad Chaloshim. Here, the weak cows consume the strong cows, the healthy-looking cows. Yefais Mara, which Yefais is the same letters as Yefes. The Yaf Yafisai Shal Yefes, which is the Lashon of Yevani, Lashon Yevonis, which was the only language that Chazal allowed that the Torah be translated to at that time. But Yavon is Choshech. Kate Som LaChoshech is now the end of the darkness. If you add the word Kates to the word Choshech, the Sfarim says, Kates Som LaChoshech, you put Kates next to Choshech. Kates Choshech is equal to the words Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. The Yom Tov of Chanukah brings an end to the Choshech of Yavon. The month that's coming now is Teves. Teves is a dark month. The Chazal always referred to the nights of Teves as the Lele Teves Ha'aruchin. It is the darkest period of the year. The darkest period of the year, Poshet Begashmius, is Teves. Chanukah illuminates Teves. Chanukah enters into the month of Teves, as we mentioned last time, the month of Esav, and among the Shvatim, the month of Dan, the lowest of all the Shvatim, the one who was affected the most by Esav. Chanukah enters into the Choshech of Teves and illuminates it and helps bring about the Kate Som LaChoshech. By Sheni, at this parasha, we read that after Yosef is rushed out of the dungeon, the pasuk says he took a haircut, Vayigalach. And he changed his clothes. Vayigalach, Vayichalev Simloisov. So Rashi says here, Mepnei Kovid HaMalchus. As if he wouldn't need a haircut otherwise. He didn't take a haircut for 12 years. Imagine what he must have looked like. He certainly needed a haircut. He hasn't had, who knows if he had a shower, whatever. He needs a haircut. Vayigalach Mepnei Kovid HaMalchus. Like, wow, otherwise we wouldn't understand why he needed a haircut. What does Rashi even have to say anything? Of course he needed a haircut. Vayigalach. Some say perhaps the pasuk didn't have to say it at all. It's pasuk that he must have had a haircut. There are mefarshim who say, but there's one problem here. The Gemara tells us, when did Yosef get out of prison? Barosh Hashanah. Barosh Hashanah yotze Yosef dibeso asurim. Vayihimi kets shnasayim yamim was Rosh Hashanah. It's rumors in the Rashi. Rashi says, kesargumoy misoif. Mikets kesargumoy Misayif. These two words, Kesaragumai Misayif, is Begematria Rosh Hashanah. This is Rosh Hashanah now. So Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tov. You're not allowed to take a haircut on Yom Tov. Another question is, the halacha is not supposed to take a haircut from a goy. Okay, before Matan Torah, but, you know, they asked this question. They asked the question about Mordechai, how he took a haircut from Haman. So in halacha it says, if you have a mirror, then you're allowed to take a haircut from a goy. Otherwise, if I should, that the goy maybe will kill you, a goy is choshna and ritzicha. So Rashi answers, but they covered Amalchus, because the halacha is covered Amalchus. If a person was had to go to a king on the umptif, he'd be allowed to take a haircut. Now he's not taking the haircut himself. There are some opinions in halacha this way, the haircut was done to him. So he didn't shave himself. That's also true, right? But that's what some try to find what Rashi says. Mifnei kvod hamalchus. Obviously, he wasn't going to stop them from giving him a haircut. He's not going to tell them it's Yom Tov. So
that explains Rashi. But
that's why they say.
But what explains why the Torah can say so?
Okay. So let's see. We're going to go into that a little bit. But there are remes lemaisa. What does this have to do with Chanukah, and what does this have to do with the fact that it was Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah, we say a tefillah, which according to those who follow the nusach of the Bnei Yisrael, if anyone wants to know anything about Chanukah in detail, you look at the Bnei Yisrael, he wrote the most about Chanukah, and in his Sefer on all the months, he has the most written on Chanukah. He said about himself that he was the neshama of one of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, one of those who actually were there when Chanukah was established for the first time. That's why he knew so much about Chanukah. He tells, and he has a tefillah that many say before lighting the Neiros. It's in a lot of Siddurim, but he's supposed to be the Mechaber of that tefillah, where he ends off the tefillah with very similar lashonis to what we say on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah we say, Galei Kevoid Malchuzcha Oleinu V'Neheira V'Hoifa V'Yinasei, and that's how he ends off the tefillah that we say before Hadlakas Neiros. And he even says a very interesting gematria there. He says the word Chanukah is a combination of Chavav, which is Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the rest, Ches Nun Hei, Chona Chavav. Chona is 63. That's if you spell Hashem's name out, B'miluah, Yud Vav Dalid, Hei Hei, Vav Vav Hei Hei is 63. That's one of the miluim of the Shem Havaya. And Chavav is Hashem's name by itself. So he says if you multiply Chavav times Ches Nun Hei, then it's 26 times 63, you get the words, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Melech U'malchuseh Bakol Mashallah, and that's also equal to I figured it out. It works. Because obviously a person could say, wow, it's very interesting, but no, go further. But it works. 26 times 63 is the gematria of Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech Malchusei Bakol Mashallah. Clearly, he is comparing Chanukah to Rosh Hashanah. Clearly. And he himself says that Rosh Hashanah and Matis Yahu are also the same gematria. Both are eight. The Bnei Yisrael. Matis Yahu is the gematria of Rosh Hashanah. That's the famous gematria. And the Svarim expound on this, that Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasima of the Ksiva that starts on Rosh Hashanah. We all know that Chanukah, especially in the Chiddush Svarim, it's known that Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasima type. In many, many communities, they even wish each other, especially this Shabbos, because this is the last day of Chanukah, that everyone should have a Gemar HaChasima type. As the generations fell, and for some, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur was not enough, so we were given a Yom Tov of Chanukah for those, like sort of a grace period. Some of them pay their bills, you have a month to pay the bill. You didn't reach the point that you should have on Yom Kippur, or Hashanah Rabbah, which is also called the Yom HaChayisim. We have Chanukah as the Gemar Chasima. Rosh Hashanah is known as Yom HaZikaron. It is the day of remembrance. Chanukah, the Yom Tov, with Shem and Zayis, which the Gemara says Shem and Zayis is the Segula for Zikaron. The Yevonim wanted to make us forget, l'hashkicham Torah, on Chanukah we were remembered, and Adarab we were zeicha to more Torah and to more memory. The Pasha ends off in the previous Pasha, v'loi zochar sar hamashkim es Yosef v'yishkochehu. The sar hamashkim purposely forgets Yosef, just as the Yevonim wanted to make us forget. This Pasha is Yosef is remembered, v'ahimi keitz nosayim yamim, keitz som l'choshech, and choshech is the same letters as shochach, because shikcha, forgetfulness, is darkness. When you speak to everyone knows when you forget something and you want to remember something, it's like your mind just blanks out. Your mind sees black. Shikcha is choshech. What the Yevonim wanted from us is that we should forget. We should forget who we are. We should forget the Torah. We should forget Hashem. On Chanukah, we remembered Hashem. We remembered the Torah. We remembered who we are. So in this parasha, which is the parasha always read Chanukah time, that's exactly what's happening. And Yosef, as we mentioned, is Chanukah. So Yosef is being remembered. We are being remembered. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of memory, and it is a continuation of Rosh Hashanah. If we didn't do it Rosh Hashanah, which Rosh Hashanah is the day of the Shofar, the day that we're supposed to wake up, we wake up Chanukah time. As we mentioned last week, the Hunar as B'nai Vilha, Yosef woke up the B'nai Vilha, from Sheva Don, the lowest of the Shvatim. Chanukah is a tikkun for the lowest neshamas, for those that even Shabbos and other Yom Tovim have no effect on.
What do we do?
Huh?
What do we do?
We light the menorah. We light the menorah. We do a mitzvah. This is the last mitzvah ever given. We say Hallel. It's a weekday holiday. But yet, it is so powerful. We light the menorah on the left side, right on the outside, affecting the people on the outside, the people on the left, the people who are not in the wrong places. This enters the month of Teves. Chanukah is a very powerful Yom. No other Yom Tov goes where Chanukah goes, as we mentioned already. So on Chanukah, on Rosh Hashanah, we daven that Hashem should reveal His Malchus. Galei Kvoid Malchusecha Aleinu. What's missing, Bizman HaGolus, is Malchus. That the world doesn't recognize that Hashem is the King. V'hoysel HaHashem HaMalucha, that's the goal. The ultimate is when everyone recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. Hashem Alekei Yisrael Melech Malchusei Bakol Mashrola. And that's Chanukah. As Vedei Sascha is Merames that in Chavav times Chana, 26 times 63, is equal to Hashem Alekei Yisrael Melech Malchusei Bakol Mashrola. A Yid, who is the way he should, so he already accepts this on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah we say 10 psukim of Malchiyos. And what's the last pasuk that we say on Rosh Hashanah? Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echad. That pasuk has 25 letters. From Shema to Echad. So the Kunei Zohar writes, or the Zohar Chodosh, I didn't see it there, but the Svarim bring it down, that Kriya Shema, Shema has 25 letters in it. The 25th day of Kislev, which is Chanukah, is the day that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem's Malchus is revealed. And in the time of Chanukah, it happened with the victory of the Chashmainoyim who rose and had a Malchus. According to the Rambam says Chazra Malchus of Yisrael. The Rambam considers this a positive part of Chanukah, although the Ramban disagrees and the Ramban considers it a negative thing. That's why they died out later on. And so on. As the Sforim talk about it. But it was a Malchus. For the first 214 years of the Bayis Sheni, the Jews had no Malchus. They were under Persian rule. They were under Greek rule. And it was a Chilul Hashem. And Hashem's Malchus was not recognized. With the victory of the Chashmainoyim, we were zeichet to Malchus, and we were zeichet to the Malchus Hashem. Hashem revealed His Malchus in the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. Galei Kvoid Malchusecha is B'gematria Yerushalayim. We say, Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusei Le'olam Voev. So the Svarim said that in Golus, the Kvoid Malchusai is missing. There's a Gemara that says that there's a contradiction. One Pasuk in Yeshaya says that Malachim have four wings, and one Pasuk in a different Pasuk in Yeshaya says Malachim have six wings. So the Gemara says, Kan Bizman Shal Yisrael Oysin Ritzoyin Eshal Mokim, Kan Bizman Shain Oysin Yisrael Ritzoyin Eshal Mokim. Not that we understand that exactly, but the Svarim say that the six wings of the Malachim, every wing is another word of Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusai Lo'ilam Voyed, which is six words, and Bizman Shal Yisrael Oysin Ritzoyin Eshal Mokim, all six words are intact, if not only four words. What are the two words that are missing? So the Apter in the Sefer Oyv Yisrael writes, Kvoid Malchusai is missing. That's what's missing, the words Kvoid Malchusai. Kvoid Malchusai is B'gematria HaMelech HaMashiach Ben David. Yeah, when Mashiach is not here, Kvoid Malchusai is missing. Chanukah, we were zoicha to a Ha'orah of the Yemais HaMashiach. Chanukah is the 8-day Yom Tov, the day associated with the number 8, which will be revealed in the future. So on Chanukah, we get a taste of Yemais HaMashiach. On Chanukah, there's a gilui of Kvoid Malchus. So when we ask Rosh Hashanah that Hashem should reveal His Malchus over us, the Menei Yisoscha and His Tefillah that we say before lighting the Menorah of Chanukah, we also say, Galei Kvoid Malchus Ha'olam. This is our last chance to make up, for ask Hashem for Malchus if we didn't do it, if we didn't accept the Malchus of Hashem upon us. When we should have, we have now to do it. There's a Mishnah in Shkolim that I'll say his name, Rabbi Yossi Loeb, in our shul, showed me this. He told me there's a Mishnah. I showed it to him. It's a Mishnah in Shkolim, and he told me over from Rabbi Waxman. I don't know who he said it over from. Was saying it b'shem Oimram. So there's a Mishnah in Shkolim that says Misha Ovar Es Chaysomoi to the end of the fifth paragraph of Shkolim. Mamtinin Loi Ad Ha'era. There the Mishnah is talking about it in the Beis Hamikdash. They had various appointees for different jobs. There was a person that his job was to collect money from those who had to bring the bird offerings for specific Tumah and Tahara, the Kinei Zavis, and the Yeldois. So he would give the people who gave him money a ticket. It was called a Chaysam. Then the one who got a ticket would go to another appointee, and the other appointee would give him the birds that he needs to be sacrificed. What happens if he lost his ticket? Misha avad es chayzamai. So the Mishnah means, literally, the Mishnah is talking about this case. So if someone lost his ticket, you wait till nighttime. Amtinim le'ad ha'erev. At night, these two appointees get together and they check it out. They see if the money and the tickets fit. And it goes, if there's a certain amount of money and there's one ticket missing, and we believe the guy that he lost the ticket. Otherwise, why should we believe? Maybe he's just trying to get the karbanis without having to pay for it. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Sfarim say, and this Mishnah has hinted this concept. Misha Ovar es Chaysam, it means if a person lost the Chaysam, he didn't receive a Chasima Toiva on Yom Kippur, he didn't do tshuva properly, does that mean he's finished? Says the Mishnah, Mamtinin Loi Ad Ha'erev. We wait until the evening, until the Yom Tov of night, which is Hanukkah. So he expounded on the fact that it says Ad Ha'erev. Ad is Ayin Dalet. There are 74 days from Yom Kippur till Hanukkah. Ad is Ayin Dalet, which is 74. If you notice, that's what he told me over in his name. If you notice that in the pasuk of Shema, there's a large ayin and a large dalet. In the Shema, there's a big ayin, and in the Echad, there's a large dalet. This is the ayin dalet, the 74 days till Chanukah, which Chanukah, the 25th day of Kislev, corresponds to the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So one who didn't ask for Malchus, one who was not Makabel El Malchus Shemayim, which Shema stands for El Malchus Shemayim, on Rosh Hashanah, he has till Yom Kippur to do it. He has till Hoshana Rabbah, Yom Kippur, and eventually till Chanukah. Mamtinin loy ad ha'erev. Loy is Lamed Vav. It's also the 36 candles. Mamtinin is similar to the word Matis Yahu. We wait till Chanukah. So Chanukah shows that there's still another chance. Ayin Dalet is not only ad. Ayin Dalet is also oid. Oid means still. There's still hope. A Yid who did not utilize the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur properly, oid. There's still hope for him. He has till Chanukah. Ad. Till Chanukah, he can still do tshuva. The lashon of the Gemara in Shabbos is, till when can you light the Chanukah candles? Ad dekal yorigla de tarmudai. Ad shetichla regal menashuk. Ad. The 74 days until Chanukah, even if Yom Kippur passed, Hashan Rabbah passed, there's still hope. You have till Chanukah. Till the Gemara Chasim Ritoiva, which is Zayis Chanukah, which is this Shabbos. Rashi is hinting to us here, by Yigalach, Vayigalach, if you look at the word Vayigalach, it's the letters Gilui Ches, the revelation of eight. Yosef is taken out of his personal incarceration, his darkness. And Yosef is now becoming the ruler over Mitzrayim. He doesn't know it yet, but that's what's going to happen. Yosef is zoche to Ruach HaKodesh over here. He tells Paroi, interprets the dreams. He tells Paroi the future. Midrashim tell us that this dream of Paroi is not only talking about the seven years of hunger and the 7 years of satiation that were in Mitzrayim. The dreams of Paroi was Ruach HaKodesh for events that are going to take place till Mashiach comes. And Yosef saw all of that. Yosef was zeichet to Ruach HaKodesh. Yosef was zeichet to the Giloy of Chanukah, because Yosef is Chanukah. So Yosef now, taken out of the...
How is Yosef Chanukah?
Yosef is Chanukah. Yaakov is Sukkot. We know Avram is Pesach, Yitzchak is Shavuos, and Yaakov is Sukkah. So says the Zohar, and the Tur brings it at the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. And since Yosef is the extension of Yaakov, he's like Yaakov's favorite. He was the greatest of all the children. And Chanukah is the continuation of Sukkah. Sukkah is the 8-day Yom Tov, which means Yatzeres. Chanukah is an 8-day Yom Tov. We spoke about this the other times. The Chanukah is the extension of Sukkah in many, many ways. The Gemara tells us that we, according to Beis Shammai, you light in decrease mode, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, connected Parei Hachai, like the bulls of Sukkot, that every day they sacrifice one less, because it's connected to 70 umos, that eventually will decrease. The Gemara says that if you light the menorah higher than 20 amos, it's puzzle, like the Sukkah is puzzle, if the Schach is higher than 20 amos. The Gemara says you're not allowed to use the candles of Chanukah for your own personal use, just like you're not allowed to use the decorations of the Sukkah. There are many similarities between Chanukah and Sukkah. Chanukah is the extension of Sukkot. Chanukah is considered, according to some Svarim, the Torah Shabal Peh of Sukkot. Purim is the Torah Shabal Peh of Shavuos. Shavuos is Matan Torah, and Purim Hoder Kibluha B'me'ach HaShverosh, and Chanukah is the extension of Sukkot. Actually, it's the extension of the whole Tishrei. I mean, we're mentioning now Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and someone who didn't do Tshuva Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur or utilize the Sukkot properly, he asks Chanukah to do it. Chanukah is the hashlama, the finale of all the Yomim Tovim of Tishrei, and if one didn't accomplish what he had to in Tishrei, he asked till the end of Chanukah to do it. So Vayigalach is the letters Gilui Ches, Gimel Lamed Yudvav Ches, the revelation of eight. Yosef is now Zoicha to the revelation of the number eight, which is the revelation of the future. Yosef is Zoicha now to Ruach HaKodesh. Yosef is Zoicha now to what Klal Yisrael was Zoicha to in the time of Chanukah. Yosef was under the ground, he's now pulled out, just like the Shemen Zayis, the Pach Shemen, was under the ground, and it was revealed. And with it, the Ur HaGonaz, as the Rekeach writes, the hidden light that was concealed at the beginning of creation was revealed in the 36 candles of Chanukah. Says Rashi, the Pnei Kvoid HaMalchus. He's not talking about the Malchus of Paroi. Kvoid HaMalchus is the Galei Kvoid Malchusach. Galei, revealed, Vayigalach. Yosef is revealed. Yosef is now, he's literally revealed. His face was concealed with all his hair, and he took a haircut. Now everyone sees who he is. Now we know what he looks like, what he really looks like. Vayigalach. Why? Mipnei Kvoid HaMalchus. It's Rosh Hashanah today. Yosef gets out of jail, and Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says. So Vayigalach, Mipnei Kvoid HaMalchus. This is the Kvoid HaMalchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. And it's also merames to us the Kvoid HaMalchus of Chanukah. There's a Gilui, Vayigalach, there's a Gilui of Shmini on Chanukah, Mipnei Kvoid HaMalchus, because the Kvoid HaMalchus of Chanukah is revealed. These three words of Rashi, it's interesting, these three words, Mipnei Kvoid HaMalchus, are exactly equal to the words Mahadrin and Amahadrin. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Mahadrin and Amahadrin, where we not only light one candle every night, but everyone in the family lights a candle, and everyone lights Moisiv V'Hoylech. The only Yom Tov that the Gemara refers to as Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin, which is actually a continuation from Sukkot, when we have the pre-Eitz Hadar, where we have a mitzvah that we perform with Hidur, is Chanukah. Chanukah is the last mitzvah that we ever received, the last Yom Tov, the last Nes, that lasts us until Mashiach comes. So at the beginning of the parasha we have Chanukah. It's the end of the Choshech. It's the end of the Choshech of Yavon, the Giloy of Ches, and the Kvoid HaMalchus that is revealed on Chanukah as an extension of what was supposed to be Rosh Hashanah, where we say the 10 Pesukim of Malchus concluding with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. 74 days later, that's the Ayin Dalet for one who lost the Chosam, Namtinim by Ad HaErev, that's the Yom Tov of Chanukah, Mishatishka HaChama, and then the person still has a chance where he can bring out his chasima. He can bring out that he will also be inscribed in the Sefer HaChayim. At the end of the parasha, we see something similar. Yosef puts the gaviyah in the sack of Binyamin. This is also Chanukah. And the Bnei Yisrael talks about this a lot too. The gaviyah was not just a simple silver goblet here. Yosef didn't play with toys. Yosef is not a child. Yosef is not a baby here. Obviously, every pasuk and chumash and every detail has in it endless and infinite seidus atayra, which obviously are beyond our comprehension. But Yosef is not just having a good time here and laughing behind the scenes while he's watching his brothers and Binyamin frightened. He certainly doesn't want to frighten Binyamin. These were things that had to be done. There was a cheshbon here. The Alshech has a big arichus if one wants to look at why Yosef did this. This is all but a cheshbon. He wasn't taking revenge. Because if he really wanted to take revenge, he would have done it after he told them who he was, not before. They didn't know who he was. But the person takes revenge. They want the one who they're taking revenge from to know, hey, you remember me? Remember what you did to me? Now I'm going to get you. In this whole parasha, he purposely and tries so hard that they should not know who he is. Even when he cries, he goes into another room. He doesn't want them to know who he is. They think he's a viceroy. They think he's some mean-spirited, wicked person. Yaakov says, bring him some honey. Like let's sweeten the guy. Let's sweeten him. Send him ketoris, all the different things that Yaakov says they should send him. Because the way they described him to Yaakov, it looked like this is a very mean person. We got to calm him down. So Yosef did a good job of hiding who he was here. And when he does finally reveal himself in the next week's parasha, he doesn't take revenge. On the contrary, that's when he really goes out to them and he pours his heart out to them and he tells them, no matter what you did, don't be upset. It was all Min HaShamayim. So whatever Yosef is doing over here, certainly the very great things that are happening here. The Gaviyah, which the Bnei Yisrael tells us, the word Gaviyah, if you look at it, it's Yud Gimel Ayin Beis. And he says Yud Gimel Ayin Beis means 13 times Chesed. Ayin Beis is equal to Chesed. Ches Samach Dalet. 13 times Chesed is 13, that means the 13 Midos HaRachamim. Yosef is revealing the 13 Midos HaRachamim over here. And he's putting it into the sack of Binyamin. Who's Binyamin? Binyamin is Chodesh Kislev. Binyamin is the Beis HaMikdash. So just as the Gaviyah is being placed in the sack of Binyamin, The Pach Shemen is under the ground in the Makom HaMikdash, which is in the portion of land of Binyamin. The Gaviyah is actually the Pach Shemen. Yes, Yosef did use the Gaviyah to see the future. Yosef, the Gaviyah was a remnant, the Gaviyah was the Ur HaGonus. The Gaviyah is 13 times Chesed. There's a pasuk in Micha, Ki Eshev B'Choshech Hashem Or Li. Despite that I sit in darkness, Hashem is my light. But that's Hanukkah. Hanukkah is in the time of Choshech, and we are illuminated with the Ur of Hanukkah in the time of Choshech. And those words, Ki Eshev B'Choshech Hashem Or Li, is equal to 13 times Chesed, which is 936. That's the Gaviyah. Gaviyah, Yud Gimel Ayin Beis. Yosef is putting the Gaviyah beyond Tachas Binyamin. Yosef is preparing the future Hanukkah. And when he says, Nachesh, Yenachesh, Ishasher Komoini, of course Yosef is not a Menachesh. Nachesh is Rosh HaTevis, Ner Shel Chanukah. Nechoshes, what's Nechoshes? What's Kaper? The Daniel, in Sefer Daniel, which Rashi brings in this week's parasha, the famous dream of Nebuchadnezzar, when Nebuchadnezzar also had a dream like Paroi did. Except Paroi had a dream, he remembered the dream, he forgot the interpretation. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream with an interpretation, he forgot both. Daniel had to not only tell him the interpretation of the dream, Daniel had to tell him what the dream was. Yosef at least was told what the dream was, he just had to tell him the interpretation. And the whole Sefer Daniel, as we know, is full of dreams and mysteries, and it talks about our time and Acharis Hayamim. And there, Nebuchadnezzar has a dream where he sees a golden head with silver hands, with a copper torso and a copper leg, copper thigh. And then the toes are barzel, are metal, brass. So Daniel interprets the dream to Nebuchadnezzar and he tells him that he's gold. Gold is the Babylonian Empire, silver is the Persian Empire, and copper is the Greek Empire. What Nechoshes copper, that's the metal that is associated with arrogance. This we have in Rashi and Chumash. This is not something that you have to go into deep mystical sforum to see this. Rashi tells us, why was the Mizbeach HaNechoshes covered with copper? Rashi says it was covered with copper. L'chaper al azus metzach. And he quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya Shenemar, U'mitzcheich meshucha. That the forehead, your forehead is brazen. Somehow in Tanakh, the copper is associated with arrogance. A person who is arrogant is called an azponim or azus metzach. We say on Yom Kippur, al chet shechaton lefanecha be'azus metzach. And that's really the root of all evil. Arrogance. Azus metzach. The nechoshes of the mizbeach was mechaper al azus metzach. And here we see, why is the mizbeach mentioned in the Mo'ez Tzur? Mo'ez Tzur Yeshua, see, and we end off, oz egmor b'shir mizmor chanukas ha-mizbeach. Who's talking about the mizbeach here? Chanukah is the yomtiv of the menorah, not the mizbeach. First of all, where did they get the candle to light, where did they get the fire to light the menorah from? They got it from the mizbeach. The mizbeach and the menorah are related. Eish tamid tukar al mizbeach lo yisich. They took the fire from the mizbeach, and they lit the menorah with the fire from the mizbeach. Number one. The Gemara tells us that the Yevonim, besides being metame the Shmanim, they went into the Beis HaMikdash and they destroyed the mizbeach. And the reason for this, besides to vandalize the Beis HaMikdash, was because the Nechoshes, that was the covering of the Mizbeach, was a kapara for Azus Metzach. The Yevonim, they're compared to Nechoshes, their Midah is Azponim. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Hevei Az Kanomer, be arrogant like a leopard, like a tiger, some say. A Nomer is a tiger or a leopard. The Rav says that the Nomer is a mamzer. The Nomer is a combination of a wild boar and a lioness, a levia and a chazir habar. So since the Nomer is a mamzer, one of the simonim of a mamzer is that a mamzer is an azponim. That's how the Chazal knew that Oisei Ha'ish, whose birthday is coming up. How did they know that he was a mamzer? Because it says he was an azponim. And the Gemara says, Mida chotzef kulei hai, shmami no mamzer hu. Azusponim and mamzerus go together. The nomer is the mamzer by the animal, so the nomer is the azponim. In Daniel has a dream where he sees four different animals, a lion, a bear, a leopard, and there, the pasuk associates Nebuchadnezzar as compared to the lion, Persia is compared to bears, and the Greeks are compared to leopards. So again, the azusponim. The Pelishtim were mamzerim. The pasuk says so in Parshas Noach that the Pelishtim was a combination of the Pasrusim and the Kasluchim, Echlifu Mishkav Neshusehem, and from them came the Pelishtim. The Pelishtim were Mamzerim. And that's why, it's a lengthy discussion here, but that's why David HaMelech, when David HaMelech kills Goliath, It says Goliath was wearing copper all over. Everything was copper. Because Goliath is a plishti. The plishtim are mamzerim. They have Azus Metzach. And the Choshes is Azus Metzach. Where does David kill Goliath? In the forehead. Because Vayit Ba'ha'evan B'mitzchay, it went into his forehead. That was the Azus Metzach. And when David HaMelech kills Goliath HaPlishti, he humbles the tumah of the Plishtim to some degree. The same thing with Shimshon. We're saying that Shimshon fought the Plishtim, especially the ones who came from the city called Aza. We know the Gaza Strip, which is called Aza. The Azosi is one of the cities of the Plishtim, because the Plishtim were Azay Ponim. They were arrogant. The Pasuk in Daniel says there's going to be a Melech Azponim. Who is that referring to, says the Mepharshim? Antiochus. Antiochus is the Melech Azponim. Chanukah is the Yomtiv of Azus. Chanukah is an arrogant Yomtiv, but it's Azus the Kedusha. The same Mishnah which says that you're supposed to be like a leopard, Azkan Omer, the Mishnah says Azponim le Gehenim. Azus is Gehenim. So how could it be a good thing? It's not a good thing. But sometimes we have to negate Azusponim, which brings to Gehenim, but Azusponim the Kedusha. Chanukah is the Yomtiv of Azusponim, because Chanukah goes into the boundary of Esav. Chanukah pushes its way into Teves. Chanukah we light on the left side. Chanukah is misaken the Nechoshes. Chanukah is misaken the Nichush. Chanukah is misaken the Azusponim of Yavon. And especially in our time, when we live in a time of tremendous chutzpah and Azusponim, certainly we need Chanukah. On the one hand, Chanukah brings a person to Busha. On one hand, Chanukah brings a person to Halal V'hoidah, which is the opposite of Azusponim. An Azusponim doesn't admit. An arrogant person can never say he's wrong. An arrogant person doesn't humble himself. An arrogant person doesn't submit himself to a higher authority. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Halal V'hoidah, which we have to humble ourselves and submit ourselves. That's the opposite of arrogance. But on the other hand, Chanukah is a Yom Tov of Azus. Chanukah goes out into the street, to the left side, into the boundary of Esav, into the month of Teves, which is the month of Dan. Dan is compared to a Nachash. The Danites, though, were the lowest of all the Shvatim, they were the most affected by the Chet HaNachash, the most affected by Nachash, which is the root of Nachashas, who the Nachash that brought Tumah to the world. Chanukah brings Tahara to the world. And that's why the Haftarah that we read about this week, when we have two Shabbos Chanukahs, and Zois Chanukah falls on Shabbos, so in this scenario, we have two Haftarahs. This is the in a certain way, this is the greatest Chanukah, because not only we get to have all the kriyas of Chanukah, and we have a Shabbos Chanukah, there are two Shabbos, now you get to read both Haftarahs, so the Chanukah really has a full effect. It affects even those from Dan, and it is misaken the Nechoshe. So we read about Chiram, who comes from Dan. Chiram, who built all the Kalim that were Nechoshe, as the Pesukim discuss. Tikkun, even for those who are affected by the Nachash and the Nachashas. When Yosef says, Ki Nachash Yenachash Isha Asher Kamoini, Yosef means that I am able to lower myself and affect those who are under the effect of Nichush, those who were affected by the Nachash HaKadmoini, those who are affected by Nachashas. Because the Gaviyah that was placed by Amtachas bin Yamin, that is the Eir HaGonaz, that is the Pach Shemen that was placed, that was under the Makom HaMikdash, that was revealed, in order that Yidin in the last generations, or Yidin that didn't have time, or didn't have the ability to rectify the Kvod HaMalchus of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, are given a chance to do so now on Chanukah. So, may we be Zoyche Taka to Galei Kvod Malchusecha Aleinu. Galei Kvod Malchus is B'gematria Yerushalayim. We should be Zoyche to the Binyan of Yerushalayim, and to the Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach, and to Kate Sam LaChoshech, to the Kates of the Choshech of Golus, and to Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, which the next parasha that we're entering after this, Vayigash El of Yehuda, is the Yichud of Yehuda and Yosef. And as the Svarim say, Vayigash El of Yehuda is B'gematria David ben Yishai, we should be Zoyche to the Gilui of David HaMelech, which we see in next week's Haftarah. Bias HaMashiach, Chanukah should take us straight, just as the story with the Gavia brought us straight to the Gilui over here of Yosef. Yosef reveals himself, so too we should be Zoyche from Chanukah to go straight into the Oirei of Melech HaMashiach, and may it be immediately.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.